Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hi! So, you might be wondering, you might be asking, you might be thinking, how's it going, Natty? Last episode, you talked about doing comedy shows at camps for kids, and I...
Nobody's asking.
Okay.
Nobody wants to know.
All right.
Yeah. So, this is another one of those situations where you're like, here's the premise for the show. This is what we're going to talk about. But you're making it up. Nobody asked you about the camps.
No, but I think, honestly, nobody did come up and say, hey, Natty, how did the camp go? But I thought it would be a good follow-up to the last episode, and so,
Aloysius was saying that you would just...
Whoa,
excuse me. I just ran into the microphone with my hat. Anyway, Aloysius, Jay Pig over there was saying that, this is under false pretenses. This is a facade, if you will. This is incongruous. With that being said, I suppose we should get on better footing.
Okay.
Stop lying to the people.
Okay, so I'm not lying. Like, I find it to be an interesting subject, an interesting topic to talk about. So I have been doing shows at camps. I've done three since the last Mumper Podcast episode. I've also done a couple of open mic episode shows, and I've done a couple of real shows, a lot of shows. It's been really great. I really desperately missed it, but the camp shows in particular are kind of hilarious.
Now, are they actually hilarious, or is this one of those situations where I think what's happened is the podcast is built on trust with your audience. It's a relationship. It's back and forth. And so if you're over here bibble and babble about whatever you want to talk about, and now we're all like, is he telling the truth? I don't even know. So for right now, I just need you. Is it actually hilarious?
So that's. It's not. This is. I don't. Why are we doing this? You're gonna take the whole fun of the podcast. Like, sometimes with the podcast, you're just kind of talking off the cuff, and you're just, you can't fact check every single word that I say. This isn't that kind of podcast, obviously.
Well, now if it isn't in quotes, air quotes, that kind of podcast, end air quotes, I don't know if I can be associated with it because I do have a law license and ipso facto interchangeo in the law license. It says things. It describes things about being a truth teller, a truth seeker, a truth maker, and also a donut baker. But that doesn't matter right now. You understand, because I cannot just be sitting in this room on this microphone spewing whatever I want to say, making stuff up left and right. You're okay? So if we're speaking the honest truth, then I can continue. But if we are not, then I must digress.
Oh. Well, okay, so... Well, all we're doing is we're having, like, a conversation, and...
A conversation based on lies!
Oh, my goodness. No, just a conversation. Okay. Well, you know what? Okay, you guys sit it out for a second, but here's a fun story from one of the camps. There was a girl yesterday who, I was telling a joke about the dog, one of the dogs, and melting. I said, oh, it's so hot that my dog melted. There was more to it than that, but, that's a kind of the basic. And she was, like, horrified. She was like, oh, no. And I was like, no, it's okay. And she's like, why is it okay? Your dog melted. And she was getting sad, and I was just like, well, it's a joke. It's, this is a comedy show. This is a jokey, funny comedy show, and, it's okay. My dog is okay. And she was like, are you sure? And I was like, yeah, he's fine. And but it's hard. And she's like, but then another kid was like, so you're lying? And I was like, yeah, well, kind of. But I didn't want to leave the camp under the impression that, like, that was a fun noise. I don't know what it meant. That lying is okay, because obviously, you know, it's not, but it's a comedy show. So you're kind of inflating, conflating, and whatever the truth.
Yeah, it seems like you're doing a lot of dancing around the fact that comedy evidently is just a throne of lies, just a house of lies that you live in Interesting. I thought better of you, Bumpica.
Oh, well, okay, thanks, I guess. I guess it is kind of fibbing, lying, whatever, but it's, you're trying to elicit humor. Here, okay, so I'll give you another story. This was at the first show that I did, and there was this tiny little girl. She was probably like 7. And she came up and she said, she just stood there while I was, at the end of the show, I was putting everything away. And I said, can I help you? Do you have a question to ask? Because that particular camp was wonderful and they all had a ton of questions. And she said, yeah, what was this supposed to be? And I was just like, oh, well, this was a comedy show. And she's like, okay, well, I don't. And I said, did you have fun? And she's like, yeah. She just made a noise like, meh. And I was like, okay. And I said, well, what could I have done better? And she's like, well, I didn't know what to do. And I said, you were supposed to laugh. Did you laugh? And she went, no. And I was just like, oh, you're so sweet. And I was telling this story to somebody, and they were like, oh, man, that must hurt. And I was like, no, it's awesome. I love it. It makes me so, it's like such a pure, wonderful, honest reaction, you know. And but it also helped me because in the next show that I did for kids, I kind of explained what we were doing. Like, oh, this is a comedy show. We're going to laugh. We're going to have fun. Because I feel like sometimes in crowds' minds, especially kids who have never probably been to a comedy show, they don't know what to do. And so it's my job to kind of, you know, lay out what the plan is.
Yeah, so is that the day that you came home and you were kind of upset and kind of hurt?
No, that was yesterday. That was a different day. And what happened at that show, this is another camp show, was terrifying, horrifying. It was, so I was doing the show, and this kid was, so a lot of the kids in this particular show wanted to tell jokes. I said, all right, and so I had him in a line, and he was about to tell his joke, and I was holding the microphone, and he just snapped, like quick grabs the microphone, and before I could do anything, he opens his mouth all the way and proceeds to try to shove the microphone into his mouth. And I was just like, no! And I went to grab it. And when I grabbed it, it like, I don't know, like hit his tooth. And the whole, all the kids. So like the first camp, there were 70 kids. The second camp, they were around 45. And this camp, they're around 50 or so. And so this is a lot of kids that I'm dealing with, and you know, the counselors are kind of off to the back for the most part, so it's me and all these kids, and they all just went silent, and his eyes got really big, and I think he was freaked out that like I had kind of, you know, pulled the microphone away. But and after a second, you know, he looked at me and I was like, hey, don't ever do that again. Like, that's not a cool thing. That's not a nice thing to do. That's not a good thing to do. But then, you know, the show proceeded. But the lesson that I learned from yesterday's show is, A, don't let the kids don't let them get the microphone. And B, I need to set my camera up further away, because once they figured out that my camera was there and I was filming, and this happened right after C. C should be B. B should be C. When I called them up to tell the jokes, I would say 35 kids exploded up and were like this. I was mobbed by kids, and then they were all around the camera and they almost knocked the camera over. So it was a lot, and I was a lot of me going, sit down, please, sit down, please, please sit down, please, which is always a fun time for me. So those are like my two favorite things that happened. I'm loving it, though. I'm loving doing the comedy shows. I'm loving going through the process of learning, like, okay, this works, okay, this doesn't work. And what I go in with is I go in with a full bag of stuff so that I can kind of pivot if I need to, because different crowds have different expectations or different needs, we'll say. And so if you're going to do stuff, you always have to be ready to shift gears and move to something else really quickly. And that's the other thing. Nothing long form works. It has to all be like boom, 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 which is fun, but also like exhausting. I leave these shows, I'm like sweating and I've lost my voice and just like, oh, okay. But it's worth it and it's fun and I love it. Now, here's a little bit of news. So this is episode 399, which is a lot of episodes. And I appreciate every single one of you for listening every single day that you do. And please, please share it around. Spread it with your friends. Leave reviews. Do all those things that people do. But the next episode is episode 400. So I'm trying to make something special for that. And I'm so happy and so amazed and so thrilled to be 400 episodes into the Bumper Podcast. And you are my Bumper Podcasteers. And I'm sure I'll have some fun, real stories for next week. Pig and Rufus left, so that's why I wanted to put that in there. True, real stories with absolutely no fibs whatsoever. Anyway, go outside. Go have fun. If you can find a pool, jump in it. If you can find some Jell-O, eat it. Hooray!
The Bumper Podcast is an oftentimes hilarious weekly romp with Natty Bumper Car and some of his pals. It is family-friendly, clean, and ridiculous. Thanks a bundle for listening. If you love our show and you'd like to help support the podcast, check out our Patreon page at https://www.patreon.com/NattyBumperCar. Also, pretty please subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. Share it with everyone everywhere, post about it on all of the social medias, or leave a rating and review. The Bumper Podcast is produced at headquarters in Coffee Can Alley. It's recorded, mixed, and produced by a producer. The Bumper Podcast features contributions from Aloysius J. Pig, Rufus T. Rufus, Doodle Poodle, Robot, Trunks, and a gaggle of other silly rascals. Our head talker is probably Natty Bumper Car. We also have an absurd newsletter. Check it out and subscribe at nattybumpercar.com/subscribe. Also, you can follow me on Instagram and Twitter at nattybumpercar. Hugs and hearts. See you soon.
This has been a non-productive media presentation. Executive producer, Frank Hablawi. This program and many others like it on the Non-Productive Network is distributed under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial No Derivatives license. Please share it, but ask before trying to change it or sell it. For more information, visit non-productive.com.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile. And the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time. There's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.